Hi, my name is Jerry Kempney. I'm a pharmacist, and in this podcast, I talk about medicines and other healthcare topics. All content is for informational purposes only and does not constitute medical or professional advice. Episode number 78, Asthma Self-Management, Decreasing Maintenance Therapy and Monitoring Asthma Control, according to NICE guideline NGAT. So the recommendations for self-management according to the NICE guideline, NGAT, are for adults, young people and children aged 5 and over with a diagnosis of asthma and their families or carers if appropriate, offer an asthma self-management program comprising a written personalized action plan and education. Explain that pollution can trigger or exacerbate asthma and include in the personalized action plan approaches for minimizing exposure to indoor and outdoor air pollution. Within a self-management program, offer an increased dose of ICS, inhaled corticosteroids, for 7 days to adults age 17 and over who are using an ICS in a single inhaler when asthma control deteriorates. Clearly outline in the person's asthma action plan how and when to do this and what to do if symptoms do not improve. When increasing ICS treatment, consider quadrupling the regular ICS dose and do not exceed the maximum licensed daily dose. For children and young people aged 5 to 16 with a diagnosis of asthma, include advice in their self-management program on contacting a healthcare professional for a review if their asthma control deteriorates. For children and young people aged 5 to 16 with deteriorating asthma who have not been taking their ICS consistently, explain that restarting regular use may help them to regain control of their asthma. The evidence for increasing ICS doses to self-manage deteriorating asthma control is limited. Consider an asthma self-management program comprising a written personalized action plan, including approaches to minimizing exposure to indoor and outdoor air pollution and education for the families or carers of children under 5 with suspected or confirmed asthma. Recommendations about decreasing maintenance therapy are consider decreasing maintenance therapy when a person's asthma has been controlled with their current maintenance therapy for at least 3 months. Discuss with the person or the family or carer, if appropriate, the potential risks and benefits of decreasing maintenance therapy. When reducing maintenance therapy, stop or reduce dose of medicines in an order that takes into account the clinical effectiveness when introduced, side effects, and the person's preference. Only consider stopping ICS treatment completely for people who are using low-dose ICS alone as maintenance therapy and are symptom-free. Agree with the person or the family or carer, if appropriate, how the effects of decreasing maintenance therapy will be monitored and reviewed, including self-monitoring and follow-up with a healthcare professional. Review and update the person's asthma action plan when decreasing maintenance therapy. Consider using risk stratification to identify people with asthma who are at increased risk of poor outcomes and use this information to optimize their care. Base risk stratification on factors such as non-adherence to asthma medicines, psychosocial problems, and repeated episodes of unscheduled care for asthma. Recommendations for monitoring asthma control. Monitor asthma control at every review. If control is suboptimal, confirm the person's adherence to prescribed treatment in line with the recommendations on assessing adherence in the NICE guideline on medicines adherence. Review the person's inhaler technique. Review if treatment needs to be changed. Ask about occupational asthma and or other triggers, if relevant. Consider using a validated questionnaire, for example, Asthma Control Questionnaire or ACT, Asthma Control Test. Monitor asthma control at each review in adults, young people, and children aged 5 and over using either spirometry or peak flow variability testing. Do not routinely use FeNO to monitor asthma control. FeNO stands for fractional exhaled nitric oxide. Consider FeNO measurement as an option to support asthma management in people who are symptomatic despite using inhaled corticosteroids. Do not use challenge testing to monitor asthma control. Observe and give advice on the person's inhaler technique at every consultation relating to an asthma attack in all care settings. When there is deterioration in asthma control, when the inhaler device is changed at every annual review, and if the person asks for it to be checked. So that's all about monitoring asthma control, decreasing maintenance therapy, and self-management according to NICE guideline NG80. I hope it's helpful. Thanks very much for listening, and I'll speak to you in the next episode.